the top of the Idea Center.
A-F-A-I.
And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's crappin' fist.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop! It's hammer time!
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, Abba singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com, and Friday nights at 10:30 on
K-F-A-I.
American Top 40.
The artist with the number one record in the nation this week was Chopin Cotton in Tennessee when he was 9 years old. Now in his late 20s, he's become famous and rich as the singer who brought jazz and soul together. The biggest selling, most popular song in America this week is the theme from the motion picture Shaft. The man who composed it and recorded it is Isaac Hayes.
Billboard's number one.
Woman. John Shaft.
after 2 weeks at number two, it becomes the brand new number one song in the USA. That's Isaac Hayes and the theme from Shaft. You've just heard the 40 biggest selling hits in America over the past week on American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem, and I hope you'll join me next week, and we'll do it all over again. Till then, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
I know you're going to dig this. We're going to dispense with the theme music this week. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. You're listening to Crap from the Past on Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. And most importantly, online at KFAI.org. This week, we're saluting the late Isaac Hayes, who passed away earlier this week. Isaac Hayes, soul music giant. And that theme song just fades out like that? Well, there you go. 90 Minutes of Isaac Hayes, something you'd like to hear tonight, send me email, ron@crapfromthepast.com. What you probably didn't know or may have figured out from that little AT40 or American Top 40 excerpt from, for those of you playing at home, November 20th, 1971, Isaac Hayes' theme from Shaft, number one single there, nothing wrong with that. You may have noticed a little crude edit there. They edited out the word mother. This cat Shaft is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. You've heard it a billion times, but there's an edit in there. The album version had the word in it, and American Top 40 thought, that's not appropriate, and they edited it out themselves. If you're curious, and I know you are, the 45 had the word completely taken out. The instrumentation was just fine, but there was no word there. So what I've done, I've taken the liberty of queuing up, more or less, the 45, which sits there right there on the turntable, the theme from Shaft, where it says right there on the label, time, 3 minutes, 15 seconds. Intro, 1 minute, 50 seconds. So 110-second intro, that's ridiculous. But there you go, and that's how they build it on the 45. I'm going to play you the section in question there. Nothing wrong with that. So give a listen as I plunk the needle down there on the 45 version of the theme from Shaft. On Crap from the Past, way over here. Hey, it doesn't, yeah, we're going to come back to that. No, wait a second here. It's, I broke the turntable. It doesn't, look, it's suspended in space. Isn't that sweet? No, that shouldn't matter. The tone arm doesn't fall. It's just suspended. Yeah. Or maybe it does. Sorry about that. I don't know what that was.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Can you dig it?
All right, pay attention. Listen close.
Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's things you're all about?
Right on. You see, this cat Shaft is a bad.
Shut your mouth.
Well, I'm talking about Shaft.
Then we can dig it.
Can't dig it that much. They cut it out. Oh, well. So that's how the 45 was released, and that 45 version never has appeared on any compact disc ever. Ever. Still. Not even on the Stax Volt box set. All right, then. So much Isaac Hayes, so little time. Why don't I just play a really long song? I have an absurd amount of material tonight, but I have to start off with one of the long ones. Hot Buttered Soul, the album that came out in 1969, revolutionized soul music as it was made at the time. Up until then, soul music was doing just fine, but it was a bunch of really short songs. The Sly and the Family Stone stuff, bunch of three-minute pop gems. Even the James Brown 45s were kind of short. The album versions went on forever, but the singles were short. Well, when Isaac Hayes was left to his own devices, he released an album that only had four songs on it. Amazing, and quite revolutionary. This had not been done in 1969. And other people would sort of take the baton and run with it, as Barry White did shortly afterwards. But in 1969, Isaac Hayes was off in his own little soul world. So what I'm going to play for you here is a version that's been cut down a little bit. And if I'm not, it's not clear if this it's nearly 7 minute long version of By the Time I Get to Phoenix is the 45 version. They couldn't have possibly put 7 minutes on a 45 back then. and I think the album version was closer to 9. So, give a listen. This is something to sit back and ease into. So, as we remember the late Isaac Hayes, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, from 1969, Uncrapped from the Past. Nope, how about this one?
I'm talking about the power of love now. I'm gonna tell you what love can do. You know when they say love makes the world go round, that's the truth. Now I want your imagination. I want you to travel with me. Oh, come on, come on, come on. This young man was raised in the hills of Tennessee. When he reached the age of maturity, he moved to the West Coast. And he fell in love when he got out there to this young girl. And then the inevitable came engaged and they were married. Oh, the power of love was upon them. But you see, girls, I don't mean to come down on you. But this man loved this woman so he could see no wrong, no, no, no. He spent his last dime on a woman because he loved her. You know, girls, you can take love and kindness sometimes for weakness. And she took it for granted. And she tipped out on him too. She ain't nobody gonna believe what you tell him, no way. Fool. Oh yeah, girls, you do like that sometimes. But one day, old boy got sick. And he had to come home. I don't have to tell you what he found. Oh, it hurt him so bad. He said, baby, mama, why? That's all he could say. But she said, oh, gone, fool, you doing it. But the man wasn't doing it, but that's the only excuse she could give him. He said, mama, I can't take it. I got to leave you. I'm gonna leave you. Well, she tried to straighten up. She said she was gonna straighten up. She got a little job to help him out with the bills, too. But that was just a sham. Because he found it again and again. And 7 times he left this woman. And 7 times he came back. And he had taken all that he could stand. And the 8th time that this went down, he said, mama, I got to go. He said, I'm leaving my heart right here. Oh, I don't want to go, but I got to leave your mama. And he's going down the highway. I guess it was around 3:30 in the morning. He could hardly see the road, the tears in his eyes. He could barely see the sign, the red on the side of the road. Next town, 125 miles away. And these very words came into his mind. He said, by the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. Oh, find a note I left hanging on the door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Yes, she will. Why? 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. Oh, by the time I make another cookie, she'll be working. And she'll probably stop at lunch just to give
her her sweet goodbye call. Oh, she'll hear the phone keep right on ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing, oh, and ringing off the wall. Mama, 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 that's all. By the time I get to Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly in her restless sleep. Call my name out low. Oh, there's your plan. Just to think I would really leave. But time after time after time after time and time again, I tried to tell her so, but she was a non-believer and she didn't know. Oh, I would really go. Oh no, I hate to leave you, baby. Yes, I do. I really, really, really hate to go. Oh yeah, but this heart of mine.
K-F-A-I.
Jeff, have you ever had something happen to you, but nobody believed you?
Oh, children, children. That's a problem we've all had to face at some time or another. Here, let me sing you a little song. It might clear things up. I'm gonna make love to you, woman. Gonna lay you down by the fire and caress your womanly body.
Who are you? The new number two. Who is number one?
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
That's a sex machine to all the chicks. Can you dig it? Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about? Right on. Black private eye, whose mastermind has got him what he wanted. Shaft. Shaft is the man. His friends let him know that there is danger.
Can you dig it?
He's a complicated man, and no one understands him but his woman.
Jackson.
Shaft. Shaft is the man. John Shaft. Shaft. We'll be right back. the baddest, the bravest, black private dick in the city, John Shaft. Huh. Hey man, can you dig him? Always looking so cool, together for days and all that leather. Taking care of business too, baby. He's always on the case. I mean, he gets it all together. Huh. Yeah, he's bad, 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 bad. Bad, 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 bad.
Oh, please don't fade. John Shaft is how it's billed. That's Sammy Davis Jr. from 1972. He recorded an album, or maybe even two albums, for Motown, and they didn't get released at the time. For some reason, Motown thought, no, not so much. And it sat in the can for a long time and eventually found its way out, in bits and pieces anyway. That there from the Golden Throats 2 album that Rhino put out a good number of years ago. Amazingly, that there produced by Isaac Hayes. You'd think Isaac would have had a little more sense than to just let Sammy go off. But no, had good Waka Waka guitar on it, though. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past, beaming out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis, and of course online at KFAI.org. Emails, ron@crapfromthepast.com. I got a request from James. That's definitely coming up. I got your song. Guaranteed. I got some good stuff built around that, too, so it will be coming up. So I should tease what's coming up next week. David Wiley. You might remember David Wiley as the former host of Mystery Train, which aired for 3 or 4 years in the wee hours here on KFAI. David Wiley will be sitting in with me and playing nothing but bad music next week. We're both just going to be sitting here enjoying ourselves and beating the crap out of the audience. So tune in next week. It should be fun. But this week, we're tipping our hat to the late Isaac Hayes, soul music giant, and it's a lighthearted tribute if you haven't figured it out here. Isaac Hayes got teamed up with the folks at Stax Vault around 1964 and was a staff writer. He and David Porter wrote a lot of songs and a lot of hits. You might remember a bunch of hits for Sam and Dave. Hold On, I'm Coming, Soul Man, When Something Is Wrong With My Baby. They pretty much had it going on before Isaac had a sizable solo career. He recorded his first solo album in 67 or 68, and it didn't sell all that well. And then Hot Buttered Soul kicked in 1969, and then he was the brand name for himself. So he started off as a songwriter, continued writing songs for others for a significant amount of time. And what I'm going to play for you here, a song he co-wrote and gave to Dionne Warwick, which I thought is pretty neat. From 1979, this is Dionne Warwick and Deja Vu on Crap from the Past.
Different space and time. Come and That the chef of the school cafeteria wants to sing a song about this thrilling struggle of humanity.
Baby, every time that we kiss, hot lava. Every time that we make love, that's lava, hot lava. Lava so hot it makes me sick. Lava so warm and ready, lava.
What do you have to say about this wonderful outcome?
Well, we owe everything to this friendly yet misunderstood creature.
Sam and Dave from 1966. Hold On, I'm Coming, written by Isaac Hayes and David Porter. And just one of many versions of that great song. It's just plain great. It was the breakthrough hit for Sam and Dave on the pop charts and opened a lot of doors for Isaac Hayes. We'll come right back to that in a second. But first, I got to tell you that you're listening to Crap from the Past on KFAI.org and Fresh Air Community Radio. KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM, St. Paul. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and this week, saluting the giant-sized career of the late, great Isaac Hayes. You heard Hold On, I'm Coming? Well, here, listen to this. I hear a lot of disco womp behind me. Nothing wrong with this song at all. And no, Isaac Hayes did not write Knock on Wood. Although, see who? Eddie Floyd? That sounds right. Was that Atlantic or Stax? I can't remember. That the details, unimportant there. But what you're hearing behind me, Amy Stewart's version of Knock on Wood, which had a lot of womp to it. Wow, so much womp. But Knock on Wood was originally... Well, this is a hit in 1979. But originally, a fine song unto itself when it came out originally in 1966. So, this was on a little independent label. The only hit on that little independent label, actually. Knock on Wood by Amy Stewart. Well, the folks at Arista Records thought, huh, that Amy Stewart song did just fine. And it was a disco-y thumpy remake of an old 60s song. Why don't we get some of that action as well? So they commissioned a woman named Karen Silver. I can't say I know who she is, but they got producers, let's see, John Driscoll and Gino Socchio. I recognize the Gino Socchio name. He was sort of a disco-y producer in 1979. And I assume that the orders came down, we want a clone of Knock on Wood. Okay, so Karen Silver was ushered into the studio and she got her version of Hold On, I'm Coming. This did not hit the pop charts at all in late 1979. Hold On, I'm Coming from Karen Silver, written by Isaac Hayes on Cap from the Past.
Don't have to worry. KFAI presents KFAI's Minnesota Soundtrack live at Acadia Cafe the last Friday of each month.
Friday, August 29th, we welcome indie folk rock band A Night in the Box and a country blues performance by Lonesome Dan Case. The music begins at 9:30 along with good food, good drinks, and good times.
So please join us for KFAI's Minnesota Soundtrack Night at Acadia Cafe, Friday, August 29th. We'll see you there.
Baby, now here's the plan. You're gonna come with me.
You've got to hold your football like you would hold your lover. Gently, yet firmly. You want to be both nurturing and clinging at the same time. Oh, yeah. Just like making sweet love to the football. Be naughty with the football. Spank it. Ever so gently.
Chef.
Spank it.
Sorry, children.
There you go. So, spank the football. Those little bits there from the character of Chef from South Park. I didn't have time to take these straight from the DVDs because that's a lot of work. So you're hearing some MP3 quality on some of the little interstitial bits. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Now listen to this. You think Foreigner sounds like classic rock to me. And it is. But back then it wasn't quite classic yet. Nope, it was the hottest, hippest sound to invade the top five. This is Foreigner and feels like the first time. What does that have to do with Isaac Hayes? Not a darn thing, actually, but somebody was listening. Because, hang on a minute here. Oh, there we go. Way back when. So this is 1977, and Foreigner was big. Michael Nesmith from the Monkees must have been paying attention at the time because he produced a group called Fresh. And what I'm about to play for you here, it's a cover, another cover, of Hold On, I'm Coming, done by Fresh, that to my ears sounds exactly like Foreigner. Preposterous, 1978, on Crap from the Past.
Tonight is right for love, love gravy. trespassing love so sweet. I wanna keep you burning like a dog in heat. Tonight is right for love, love gravy. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elton John.
Ooh, tonight, oh, it's right. Ooh, tonight is right for love, love gravy.
Thank you, Elton. Tonight is right for love, love gravy.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks?
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Damn right.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Can you dig it?
Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about?
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Right on.
That's Rachel Sweet and a song that came out on Stiff Records in 19, I don't know when that thing actually came out. B-A-B-Y. Not a big hit, but a terrific song nonetheless, and one actually that I've heard fairly recently on Radio Rumpus Room right here on KFAI. B-A-B-Y from Rachel Sweet, a remake that was originally done by Carla Thomas on the Stax Vault label. One of those two. I'm not sure if Stax or Vault. They were kind of interchangeable at the time there. And of course, co-written by Isaac Hayes. Isaac Hayes and Dave Porter wrote a lot of really, really good soul stuff in the mid to late 60s. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This week here on Crap from the Past, we're taking a look at the long, really pretty darn terrific career of the late Isaac Hayes, who passed away early this week. Isaac Hayes, only a couple of hits over in England. The theme from Shaft, a hit number one, I think. And then there was a song called Disco Connection, which I inadvertently played about 2 seconds of at the very beginning of the show. It was not a hit here. Top 10 record in England for some reason. And Colin from England, I have to thank for sending me a copy of that. It's just not a very good song. It's an instrumental, but it really doesn't do anything. And Colin says he has unpleasant associations with it because over there in the UK, DJs use it to talk in the big voice over it. And if they're going to expostulate, they do it over a song like Disco Connection. And Colin really doesn't want any part of that. Fair enough. I have more than enough material to get me through tonight without playing Disco Connection. And then Isaac Hayes was off the pop charts for a long time until number one record in England in 1998 under the name Chef. Thank you, South Park. This, honest to God, hit number one in England. So it's been played on the radio before, and I think it got a whole lot of exposure from a South Park episode. Isaac Hayes as Chef on Crap from the Past.
Two tablespoons of cinnamon and two or three egg whites, a half a stick of butter melted. Stick it all in a bowl, baby. Stir it with a wooden spoon. Mix in a cup of flour. You'll be in heaven soon. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick-me-up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Stick them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of vitamins and good for you. So suck on my balls. Bought a cup of unsweetened chocolate and a half a cup of brandy. Then throw in a bag or two of sugar and just a pinch of vanilla. Breeze up the cookie sheet, 'cause I hate when my balls stick. Then preheat the oven to 350 and give the spoon a lick. Ever seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. Put them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of goodness, high in fiber. Wait a minute, what's that smell? It smells like something burning. Well, that don't confront me, nah. Long as I get my rent paid on Friday. Baby, you better get back in the kitchen, 'cause I got a sneaking suspicion. Oh, man, baby. Baby, you just burned my body.
KFAI is supported by the Service Employees International Union, presenting Take Back Labor Day,
a festival and concert to celebrate workers' achievements and promote a new vision for the 21st century.
The festival takes place on Labor Day, the opening day of the Republican National Convention, September 1st at Harriet Island in St. Paul.
Performers include Steve Earle, Atmosphere, Mos Def, Tom Morello and Friends, Allison Moore, Loopy Fiasco, and Billy Bragg.
Tickets and information available at TakeBackLaborDay.com.
Well, it's been nearly 6 years since Isaac Hayes was in the countdown. That was back in early 1974 when this singer-songwriter went to number 30 with Joy Part 1. Since then, Isaac's gone through a lot of changes, including signing on with a new record label, Polydor Records. This week, Isaac Hayes is back in the top 40, debuting at number 36 with the old Roy Hamilton classic. Here's Isaac and Don't Let Go. Hayes debuting on American Top 40 at number 36 with Don't Let Go. Back in the 60s, a teen idol who later acquired the title The Polish Prince hit the top 40 an amazing 29 times, scoring 4 number one hits in the process. But these days, his career has turned from pop to polka. My update on Bobby Vinton is coming up.
The hits from coast to coast.
From the December 8th, 1979 edition of American Top 40, you heard Casey Kasem there, introducing Isaac Hayes and his return to the pop charts. He signed over to Polydor Records, like Casey reported, and had a good-sized hit, disco thumpy hit with Don't Let Go. You heard Casey mention it, and it was a detail that was lost on me for years. He said the old Roy Hamilton classic. Huh. Well, I just dug out that old Roy Hamilton classic, and what do you know? It doesn't sound anything at all like the song you just heard there. So what I played was from 79. This was from 21 years earlier, and to me anyway, remained in obscurity until I dug it out this afternoon. What I'm about to play for you here, the original version of that song. This is the same song that I just played, if you can believe it. Roy Hamilton and Don't Let Go on Crap from the Past.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Come on, baby, it's time to rock.
Don't let go, don't let go.
I'm so happy I got you here.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Keeps me grinning from ear to ear.
Don't let go, don't let go. Ooh,
yeah. This feeling's killing me.
Oh, shucks.
Well, I wouldn't stop for $1 million. I just hold me tight and don't let go. Thunder, lightning, wind and rain.
Don't let go, don't let go.
The beat's thumbing inside my brain.
Don't let go, don't let go.
I'm so eager, I'm nearly dying.
Don't let go, don't let go.
You've been keeping your lip from mine.
Don't let go,
yeah.
Don't let go.
Ooh, yeah. This feeling's killing me. Well, I won't stop for $1 million.
I love you so.
Just hold me tight and don't let go. Hound dog barking upside the hill.
Don't let go, don't let go.
The fist dragging him through the mill.
Don't let go,
yeah.
Don't let go.
If it wasn't for having you,
don't let go, don't let go.
I'd be barking and hollering too.
Don't let go,
yeah.
Don't let go.
Feeling's killing me.
Oh, shucks.
Well, I won't stop for $1 million.
I love you so.
Just hold me tight and don't let go. One day, baby, you'll quit me, yeah.
Don't let go, don't let go.
I'll be crying and soaking wet.
Don't let go,
yeah. One thing, baby, I'll never stand.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Your lips kiss some other man.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Feeling's killing me. Yeah.
Oh, shucks.
I won't stop for $1 million.
I love you so.
Just hold me tight.
Don't let go.
Just hold me tight.
Don't let go.
Hold me tight.
Don't let go.
The revolution will not be televised. But you can hear it every Monday at midnight on KFAI's Radio Revolution. A revolutionary mix of alternative music in Spanish, English, and Portuguese. Ska, pop, punk, reggae, electronica, metal, local arts and culture. DJs and live bands in studio. Radio Revolution. Mondays at midnight on KFAI. Radio without boundaries. And more, more, more.
Baby, you know you're the girl for me, and all that I want to be is you and me and her simultaneous. You and me and you simultaneous loving, baby. Two or three simultaneous. Ooh, let's ride.
Hello?
Thank you.
Somehow I don't think this is going to pick up at all. I don't mean to be rude, but I'm going to anyway. It's billed as Selections from Shaft. This is the Arrowhead Music Camp Tomahawk Concert Band from sometime in the early 70s. From a collection of high school stuff lovingly put together by former KFAI guy John Cass, who is really quite extraordinary when it comes to these things. Wait a minute. They're shafting. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio. Yeah, it's got to be community radio, right? KFAI.org and KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past. And this week, we're taking a very deadly serious look at the magnificent career of the late Isaac Hayes, who would probably enjoy the Arrowhead Music Camp Tomahawk Concert Band. Thank you, John Cass. All right, I'm going to talk over this. I'm going to tease something that's coming up in about 10 minutes. Isaac Hayes covering Billy Joel? Billy Joel covering Isaac Hayes? Is it possible? It's fairly probable, and it's coming up shortly. But first, Shaft, the movie, Richard Roundtree, 1971. Nothing wrong with that. Shaft, the movie, 2000. Oh, dear. For some reason in 2000, I'm not sure what possessed everybody, but people remade Shaft with Samuel L. Jackson. And I don't know if the movie was any good. I don't really care because it's not Shaft. To me, anyway. Shaft is 1971. Or more importantly... Yeah, I'll tell you this story. Let me fade this out a little bit. There was in Tucson, back when I was single, I found this very attractive girl who was working at the video store in the mall. I thought, I gotta go talk to her. What am I gonna do? I need some kind of way to go approach her and talk to her. So I walked up to her, and in my most serious voice, I asked her, "Do you guys carry Shaft Goes to Africa?" And she said, "I don't know. Let me check." And of course, that was a big smile on her face at that point. And we went to lunch. Her name was Heidi. She was very nice. Very cute. Wow. So anyway, I owe quite a bit to Shaft. good times. But anyway, where I was going with all this, they remade the movie in 2000 and remade the theme song, released it to radio, and I played it right here on Crap from the Past. I'd play it for you, but it sounds exactly, note for note, like the very first thing I played at the beginning of the show. It sounds like the hit from 1971. They recreated the hit exactly. So unless you heard them side by side, even if you did hear them side by side, you'd have a hard time telling them apart. I'm not going to play you that radio version. Instead, I'm going to play you this thing, which came out just a couple weeks after that. This is from June 2000. This is billed as the Razor and Guido radio mix of Shaft. This is Isaac Hayes from 2000 on Crap from the Past.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks? What?
machine to all the chicks. You're damn right. You're damn right. Who is a man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Who's the cat that won't come out when there's danger all about? Complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman. Shaft is a bad mother. I'm talking about Shaft. 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 I'm talking about Shaft.
Monster Gerber.
He puts out the dope you want to know.
On crap from the past.
Dan, let me sing you a little song about the menstrual cycle. I think it might clear things up for you.
Okay.
Ooh, baby, yeah, baby, ooh, baby. Yeah, baby, yeah, baby, nah, baby. Ooh, yeah, yes, yes, baby. Yeah, 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 uh-huh, baby. Ow, nah, baby. Ew, baby, nah, nah. Nah, I'm all right, I'm cool, it's okay. Watch out for the bedspread, baby. Look out now, I tell you what. How about, why don't I call you next week? And that's my song about the menstrual cycle, Stan. Did that clear things up for you?
K-F-A-I.
I'm the son of a bitch!
We'll be right back.
can believe that.
Don't trust so bad.
And so it fades. That's the Barqués. That's the same guys who were backing up Isaac Hayes on the Shaft soundtrack. That's Son of Shaft. That was a real song. It's not a parody of anything. That's just another song. I think it was on the soundtrack. And I know the Barqués performed that in the Watt Stax movie. It was a big concert that was filmed, and then it was a movie, and then the soundtrack. And it's really good. So there's a lot of really crazy good stuff there. But the Barqués, you can actually see them doing Son of Shaft, which is pretty darn cool. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. 15 minutes left before Mick Novak takes the airwaves with This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. And this week here on Crap from the Past, we're taking a look at the pretty terrific career of Isaac Hayes. I'm making fun of things, but that's the way we do things here on Crap from the Past. Now, like I teased a scant 5 minutes ago, Billy Joel covering Isaac Hayes, Isaac Hayes covering Billy Joel. Both of those things happened. I'm going to play both of those things right here. Way back when Billy Joel was first getting started playing music and stuff back in high school, he was in a band called The Hassles. They were on United Artists Records, and I have a couple of their 45s at home. There's an out-of-print CD that's kind of hard to find nowadays called The Best of the Hassles, You've Got Me Hummin'. Well, that You've Got Me Hummin' song was a cover of a Sam and Dave hit. Sam and Dave hit, written by Isaac Hayes and David Porter. So I'm going to play that for you now. This didn't hit the pop charts. Or maybe it did. Nah, I don't think it did. But it had Billy Joel as a member. Billy Joel was like 18. And after The Hassles, he would go on to be in a band called Attila, which is really terrible. And then he struck out as a solo artist with Piano Man and a bunch of hits after that. But this is how it all began for him. This is The Hassles. And You Got Me Hummin' from 1968 on Crap from the Past.
You see, children, sometimes a man needs to be with a woman. But sometimes when the loving is over, the woman just wants to talk and talk and talk and talk. But a prostitute is someone who would love you no matter who you are, what you look like. Yes, it's true, children. But that's not why you pay a prostitute. No, you don't pay for her to stay. You're paying her to leave afterwards. That's why I pays the life for prostitute. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. James Taylor.
Prostitute is like any other woman. They all trade something for sex, and they do it well.
That's why I say prostitutes, prostitutes.
James Taylor, what the hell you doing in here? Singing about prostitutes to the children. Get out of here. These children tricked me.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. So don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. No, no, no. Now I took the good times, and I'll take the bad times, and I'll take you.
I'll take you.
Anytime I'll take you. I'll gladly take you.
I'll take you
just the way you are. Now don't go trying some new fashion, and don't change the length or the color of your hair. No, no, no. You ought to know you have my unspoken passion. Although sometimes I may not seem to care.
All right. Due to time constraints, I'm going to talk over the end of this thing here. Just the Way You Are, this is, in fact, the Billy Joel version, as covered by Isaac Hayes on Polydor Records from 1978. I took it from my 45 of the song, where it's billed as short version. 5.5 minutes is short? This must have gone on for like 1.5 hours on the album there. Interesting to note, Isaac Hayes got his start as the songwriter for Stax Vault way back when, and wrote all the Sam and Dave hits. When he struck out on his own, aside from the theme from Shaft, did a lot of cover versions. By the Time I Get to Phoenix was on that first album. Walk On By covered the Dionne Warwick hit. Coming up empty here. So anyway, Just the Way You Are, the cover of Billy Joel's hit. One song left. And thank you to Colin from Liverpool for sending it to me. I had to clean it up. So there's a crude edit in there somewhere that you'll hear. I'm going to play No Substitute, which was from, I think it's the Chef Aid CD from South Park, and it's billed as Chef, but it's Isaac Hayes. So a tip of the hat to the late Isaac Hayes, who passed away earlier this week. I did it. I finally dug up this idea. I've been looking for this for a while, and I'm glad I finally found it. Let's see. The prostitutes thing, yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, so I'm going to do this ID, and then maybe a little short thing, and then one more song, and then Mick Novak takes the airwaves. So you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, and most importantly, online at KFAI.org. I'll be back with David Wiley next week as we play lots and lots of bad music. That's something to look forward to. And now this ID that I finally dug up, finally on Crap from the Past.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Say, Joe.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine for all the chicks?
Bill, I think that would be Shaft.
Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about?
Again, Bill, we're talking about Shaft.
Damn right.
You know, they say that cat Shaft is one bad mother.
Shut up, you guys.
What's going on?
We're just talking about Shaft.
I can dig it.
You guys are so mean.
On Crap from the Past.
Woman. I don't mean special in a Mary Tyler Moore way or an extra value meal at Happy Burger way. No, I mean special, like the song of the hummingbird as it gets ready to find that female hummingbird and make sweet love to it all night long. Just two hummingbirds moaning and groaning, and it makes me wanna sing this special song for you. Yeah, baby. Yeah, mama. Oh, Captain Lee, you're such a special woman to me. How I'd love to lay you down and lick every inch of your body with my tongue. Captain Lee, you're my sexual fantasy. How about you and me? Get it together and make sweet love. Cause nobody can take your place. No way they can match your face. No, you got it going all in a way so clear. I just wanna buy you a beer. I thought maybe tonight at 7:30 or something, I could come by and pick you up in my car. No substitute for you. No substitute. No, baby, that's no substitute for you, girl. No substitute for you now. I know you love my body so much. It's something you can't help but touch. Ooh, I might let you if you promise to be gentle. Now I'm getting all sentimental. Maybe tonight after picking you up in my car, we could park down over by the gas station and close 2 weeks ago and make love in the backseat and drop you off at home.
No substitute.
No substitute for you.
No substitute.
No, baby, that's
no substitute.
Come on, let me see.
No substitute
for you now. Now, you remember our two hummingbirds? Well, after their night of passion, the male hummingbird couldn't sleep or eat. All he could think about was that incredible night when feathers were flying all over the place and beaks were where they shouldn't be. So he puts his beak lips together, whistles a song, calling that female hummingbird back for another night of fire. Just like I'm calling for you, baby. Hey, get your ass over here for some good loving. There's only one word that can describe you. You're a flippity floppity hachi mama woo-woo. You've got everything I ever wanted. My metaphors are all been exhausted. So what say you and I forget about this singing and songing and act like a couple of hummingbirds out there and get down to some business.
No substitute.
No substitute for you.
No, no, no substitute.
No, baby, there's
no substitute
for you, girl.
No substitute for you.
No, 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 no
substitute
for you, girl. Ladies and gentlemen, the fabulous Chef Ed.
No, no, no substitute for you, baby.
No substitute,
no substitute
for you, Kathy Lee.